Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having a new friend on the show. He's the brother of an old friend. You remember our good buddy Carl Lavin, who's been on the show before, formerly with Forbes? Well, his brother is Frank Lavin, and Carl has introduced us. So we've got Frank on the show right now. Frank is in, I think he's in Hong Kong, and he's the chairman, he's the CEO, the global CEO of a company called Export Now. He's also the author of a book, of the book Export Now. He's a former Undersecretary for International Trade at the U.S. Department of Commerce, and he is a China expert. Frank Lavin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Hi from Hong Kong. Hello,
yeah.
Everybody.
It's good to have you here. You sound great. It's are you connecting to us over Skype?
I am calling in by Skype, so God bless them.
Good,
and
yeah.
The quality's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. They've got, it's amazing how they've got the string between those two cans working pretty good these days, haven't they? Frank,
absolutely.
Talk to us a little bit about what you're seeing in China right now.
Well, the economy's performing pretty well. They've had sustained economic growth of 8, 9, 10% in that range for quite some time, for going on 30 years. Now, that's easy to do in the early days because they're coming from such a
right.
small base, but now they're starting to hit middle income. And so when you can sustain 9% this year growth, when they're creeping to mid-level performance, that's pretty impressive. So high rates of growth. Now they've got problems that come with growth. There's inflation bubbling up. There's always a concern about income disparity type issues and so forth.
Environment.
Absolutely. Health issues, air pollution, no question. So there are problems that come with growth, but I think most people would say the benefits of growth, since they're climbing out of poverty, the benefits exceed those problems.
Well, you know, all those things are really important to point out. E.F. Schumacher wrote a book called Small is Beautiful, As If People Mattered. And in that book, he talked about, it's a 35, 40-year-old book, he talked about the true cost of production. And what he meant was, you know, not just what you, when you pull something out of the ground, when you harvest something from the earth, what is it, you know, it's not just the cost of acquiring it, but also what is the depletion cost to the earth? What is, in other words, the full, go all the way back to the origins and add that in your cost. Isn't the success of China right now coming without taking into consideration the true cost, which includes all those issues you talked about, society, health, environment, et cetera?
Yeah, probably there's some indirect or long-term costs, those social costs that you point out, Jim, and I think there may be, in that sense, similar where the United States was 100 years ago or so, where,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you had a chance in 1890 or 1900 to put up a steel mill, you'd say, we need to put this up because it'll give us better-paying jobs and more productivity and better products, and 100 years ago, probably not as fixed on the air pollution.
And you'd put it up right beside a river because you needed the water, and they would encourage you to do that.
Yeah, sure. So it just takes a while, I think. We're coming with education and affluence, people start to look at quality of life issues. In fact, a friend I was working with in Shanghai, just came back from Shanghai yesterday, that was talking about it with a very wealthy friend of his, and he said, you know, your income must be 100 times my income, but we breathe the same air and we eat the same food. So mm-hmm. shouldn't we be concerned about the quality of that air and the quality of that, regardless of how wealthy you are, you still have to have.
Right, absolutely. Well, and that's the thing that I wonder about, and also the stresses that this kind of growth, especially at this level of GDP, the stresses that places on their financial markets. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they've managed the financial part pretty well, actually, and certainly from a U.S. perspective, we're probably not in a position to criticize.
Right.
They don't have the budget deficits. You know, the macro picture looks okay. It looks pretty strong. You can argue with some of the smaller, the micro pictures about disparity and rural poverty and so forth. So there are certainly issues there. But the overall numbers, the balance sheet, I think holds up pretty well. It's one of the strengths in China.
Right, right. Your company is Export Now.
Right.
Give us the website, please.
Just one word, exportnow.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. When we come back, I'm going to get Frank to talk to us about what he's trying to accomplish with his company over there in China, and maybe there we'll see if there's some opportunity for you folks by knowing more about what Frank and his company are doing. We're going to do that after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.